Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Irish tourists holidaying on the Algarve this summer have been warned that they could face fines of €1,500 if they get caught walking along the street in their bikinis or their swim shorts. Albufeira has announced the penalty fee as part of a crackdown on semi-nudity outside of exempted areas like beaches and hotel swimming pools. And this comes as a number of anti-mask tourism demonstrations were held in Spain last year. The largest took place in Mallorca and the Canary Islands. Well, let's get more on this. Simon Calder is with us, travel editor with the London Independent, and Sarah Morris, freelance journalist in Spain. Simon, to you first, let's go through what might be happening now on the Algarve. So you could be fined for walking around in your bikini. Is that what we're going to see in the summer?
Yes, Portugal, and in particular the beautiful party resort of Albufeira, have decided that they have had enough of outrageous behaviour. So here we are, middle of February, nobody really there in any large numbers, but over the past summer, there were dreadful, dreadful scenes. I'm afraid many of them involving British rather than Irish young people, but they've decided, as have other places around Europe, we've had enough, and therefore they're going to get the police on the case. They're going to impose these fines of €1,500 and even more if you don't just walk around in your bikini or your swimming trunks, but you've actually stripped off completely. That'll be €1,800. You're not going to be able to drink on the streets, which will come as a surprise to a lot of the people in the old town on a Friday night who do very little else. And the whole extraordinary scenes that a lot of people enjoy, but an awful lot of people try to stay away from, they should become a thing of the past, apart from, of course, as you mentioned, those exempted areas, parts of beaches and hotel swimming pools. But yeah, they've had enough, frankly. Yeah,
so clearly the legislators who have designed these laws are under pressure from the public who, as you say, have had enough. There's obviously been a huge problem here with semi-nudity, bad behaviour, drinking on the streets, that they feel they need to clamp down now.
Yes. And look, it's one of these things where it keeps popping up. Maybe it happens on the island of Cyprus. They have a bit of a crackdown, pops up somewhere else. Ibiza, obviously very popular for this sort of thing. But Magaluf in Mallorca, which used to be a favourite for Irish and British and German young people, that's got a bit calmer recently. And so people are always understandably looking for the next great party. They have too much to drink and then they behave disgracefully. It's, I'm afraid, always been the case since the dawn of the jet age and the mass tourism, and I think it will continue to be.
All right, well, people have been warned, Simon. Put the bikinis and the budgie smugglers away if you're going out on the street. Thanks so much. Let's go to Sarah Morris now. I mean, Sarah, the issues that they're having there in Portugal, it's different in Spain because the problem there is that tourism has become a very big political issue.
That's right, because basically the local governments and the national governments are now associating a lot of tourism with these short-term property rentals, Airbnb. And we had at the start of the year, basically the Spanish Prime Minister saying that he wants to try to charge 100% tax on people buying secondary homes in Spain if they are not part of the EU. And that's really a continuation of some of the messaging that the more Airbnb goes on, the more local people can't afford to either rent or buy properties. And some people are saying, well, that makes tourists feel a little bit less welcome than before. But basically, it's a reaction to some of the saturation. And we saw those protests in the Canary Islands. We've seen them in Barcelona. Locals just feeling they can't go about their normal business and that their local cities and towns are becoming taken over.
So short-term lets then, that is a big problem, adding to the housing issues that people are experiencing in Spain.
That's definitely the way that the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, sees it. Even if some of the analysts say, well, a lot of these secondary homes are bought in places where locals might not want to buy them anyway. And sometimes it's the top end of the market where we've seen a lot of foreigners coming in, particularly even not just from the UK, but from Latin America, where some of the political movements there have meant that people who have got money have been able to come out. But certainly locals feeling that they are being pushed out. And the governments in places like Barcelona and the Canary Islands are having to react. In terms of bad behaviour, that is a picture that some Spaniards have of the foreign tourists. And I'm noticing that often in hotels, for instance, in Gran Canaria and places like that, the hotels are trying to give guidance to people who may not know what Spanish culture is like. When you go down for dinner, put a pair of trousers on, don't wear your flip-flops. Mm-hmm. We might not even think of that. But shorts is not well thought of in Spain for a posh restaurant or even a hotel restaurant.
Right, so know where you are and know how to behave. Sarah, thank you so much. And earlier we heard from Simon Calder.